This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, June 22nd. Well, last week, cattle markets had a sharp rally and gave much of it back by the end of the week. To start out this week, we're fairly quiet in both the lives and the feeders. As we look at the cash trade, we saw the cash trade pretty much steady with where we were at the beginning of the week, but definitely higher than the week prior. So we settled right around 123 on the cash Fed trade, on the average Fed trade. That was up 3 on the week, and dressed at 196 was up 5. Dressed weights continuing to come down at 821 pounds, which is down 1 on the week, and down 7 from a year ago. Steer prices continuing to push higher. We're at 156 in the Southern Plains on the average. That's up 6 and from on the week, and up 18 on from a year ago. Rib prices at 520 were down 25 on the week, but up 142 over a year ago. 90% trimmings at 275, up 4 on the week, and up 12 from last year. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 5.6% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughter is unchanged. Weights are up 0.8%. Beef production is up 6.4%. I think the storyline here, of course, is calf prices that have continued just to work their way higher, even despite high corn prices. Of course, corn has dropped here in the last week or so, but generally speaking, feed grain prices are relatively high. And feeder cattle, of course, have responded somewhat to that, but they have found very good support as feedlots have finally found some leverage in the cash market, getting a little bit better prices out of the packers, but they're also emptying a lot of pens, and the demand for calves to fill those pens has seen a marked improvement. At the same time, you've got improving pasture conditions across the southern and central plains. That is increasing demand for some lighter weight calves there too. We also have the issue of the drought going on across the northern plains and across the western third of the country. Now, the western part of the country, that drought has been in place since last fall. We saw a great deal of herd liquidation last year. This year, we're seeing more herd liquidation coming out of the northern plains. It looks like the hot and dry is returning to the northern plains, especially North Dakota, South Dakota. That probably will put another round of herd liquidation up on the block. So unfortunately, weather has really been difficult across much of the north. It's not only for cattle, but the crops as well. Pasture conditions nationwide on the condition reports yesterday afternoon were at 32% good to excellent. That's down 3 on the week. 39% poor to very poor. That's up 3. So we had some reprieve. We had some really nice rains across southern plains. And in fact, we still have seen that. We've seen quite a few rains come across the south, a little too much in the southeast. But it's the central plains, the northern plains, and the northern Midwest, which have just been baking under, intense heat and widespread dryness. There's been some relief from that, but not enough to really, consistently recharge the pastures. And the fear is that the hot and dry conditions are going to return, and that's just going to create another wave of pressure for the crops and probably another wave of liquidation from the cattle guys. Now, we saw the box beef values last week come under some pressure, and that's continuing into this week. Yesterday, the choice was down 208 at 321. Select was down 215 at 281. The spread was up 7 at 39.74. Loads were 90 moved on for Monday. Now, the box beef has been under some consistent pressure. The last 8 days, we've been down in the choice, and we've dropped a total of $18 just in that time window. Select has been down for 7 days in a row. It's dropped $29 in that time window. So we're seeing that the packer has been on the complete opposite side of where they have been over the last few months. We're seeing retail demand kind of back off, which would explain the drop in box beef values, and yet the cash market has gone up as packers, which now have become more comfortable with their current status, and they're looking at the choice select spread being record high and feed grain prices declining. and more wheat available in the feed grain channel. So their incentive is to put more weight on these animals, whereas the packers' incentive is to keep these animals moving. Such an interesting dynamic that has completely flip-flopped here over the last couple weeks. I would imagine the packers are going to continue to hold some leverage here. As we move forward, we're working our way through these big numbers, and we're headed into a period where marketings will be lighter and placements have been lighter. But, you know, the drought has created some surges in placements. So that's going to be, you know, require some management on the feedlots, which they're perfectly able to do. So I think they're going to be able to continue to squeeze the packer here for a while. It really just depends on what consumer demand does. And as you head into the heat this summer, it tends to drop anyway. But with record high prices at the retail counter, we are seeing some demand destruction. And that's the last thing that the cattle guy wants to see. Meanwhile, feeder cattle prices continue to push higher. The feeder cattle index has been up 5 days in a row, and they are up $5 in that time period. We're sitting at 144.58 on the feeder cattle index. That's up 113 from Friday. So an impressive move, and again, up $5 just in the last 5 days. For a moving average, that's impressive. And we'll see how long that lasts, but for now at least, we've got some momentum to the upside in the cash trade. In the futures, that's not quite the story. The market has pulled back. We're testing some gap barriers in feeders. The question is, can you hold those gaps? The cash trade would suggest that you would. I think that the broader picture depends on what goes on with the corn market. And I think right in front of us, we're looking at some pressure coming into the row crops, not necessarily wheat crops, but corn. You know, we got some rains coming. We've had some okay rains. It's certainly not out of the woods, but we would expect to see a bit more pressure right in front of us. And then, of course, we have the plantings and stocks reports at the end of June. After that, longer range weather forecasts do suggest that the heat and dryness will come back into the Midwest. If corn takes off to the upside, I think it's pretty safe to say that feeder cattle will see another leg down. That would coincide with summer lows and probably some longer term patterns, but I don't expect that we would see a complete wipeout in feeder cattle. We're just looking at smaller numbers. The herd size has been declining for a couple years now. We got smaller placements. Many of those placements that would have gone in the fall have already been placed because of the drought. And so I think that empty pens in the feedlots are going to continue to support the demand for feeder cattle and ultimately the prices as we work our way into the fall. But right in front of us, as we work our way through July, and if corn prices take another push to the upside, that would likely lead to a pretty sharp drop in feeder cattle. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.